A Healthy Media, Inc. All opinions expressed by the hosts or guests are their own and are not endorsed by either radio station management or any of its advertisers.
My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. and for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Dance floor is open. Come on, everyone. Let's shake it.
You're young at heart. Let's keep it that way. Stay feeling young with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, designed specifically to help support and strengthen your cardiovascular system as you age. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract was founded on scientific research and has been the subject of more than 800 research studies over the last 45 years, revealing its significant cardiovascular benefits. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract cardiovascular, blood pressure health, cholesterol, and circulation formulas are just a handful of the many Kyolic supplements that can help reduce the major risk factors of heart disease and promote overall heart health. Organically grown, Kyolic Garlic is aged up to 20 months, has no pungent odor, and is gentle on the stomach. Make a resolution today to stay young at heart and keep your cardiovascular system strong for years to come. Get Kyolic today, available at fine natural health retailers nationwide.
Life Seasons is committed to providing high-quality, condition-specific supplements that support a healthy and vibrant life. Life Seasons is guided by a simple yet powerful belief. Best ingredients. Best formulas. Best results. Life Seasons clearly states the levels of each ingredient, and all products are magnesium stearate-free, gluten-free, and made with the purest ingredients available. Life Seasons does extensive research to develop their condition-specific formulas and are guided by four core philosophies in the development of its formulas. First, we take a naturopathic approach, meaning we try to get to the base cause of the illness and trying to bring the body's own innate healing force into play to heal the patient inside out, or metaphorically, from the ground up. Second, we incorporate an eclectic approach. It means that the doctor or practitioner is going to choose from a wide range of treatment options and opt for the one or ones that seem best, as long as the treatments are natural, holistic, and non-invasive. Third, we use doctrine of signatures, which is one of the oldest aspects of a foundational tenet of scientific investigation, observation. Ancient herbalists noticed by general and close observation of physical characteristics of plants, things like color, shape of leaves or roots, growing conditions, environmental preferences, and animal usage, that plants gave clues as to what uses as food and medicine they might be effectively used for. Lastly, we formulate tonics. Did you know that the oldest systems of medicine in the world, TCM and Ayurvedic medicine, teach about and use a class of medicines known as tonics as their highest, best treatments? Tonics allow the body to work its way into balance, and balance cures faster and more deeply than any external force. See the complete line of Life Seasons products at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston. Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, Lou Paradise had the same problems that you have. He cured his pain. He eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin Pain Relief and Healing Cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take our word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt, and we want to help. We're so sure that Topperson will work for you that we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Topperson. Topperson is available at Stay Healthy 840 South Rancho at Charleston. Ask for Topperson and visit Stay Healthy today. Topperson, the last pain medicine you will ever need. And you can sleep on that.
All right, welcome to the show. I'm so sorry we had some technical difficulties, but it looks like everything is going to be great now, and I've got an awesome guest for you today, so you're going to love it. Remember, this is the Staying Healthy Radio Show, and I'm here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, bringing you the best guest in the industry, as well as the relevant topics are the things we talk about, the things that are important to us today. As we live our lives today, it's always good to have a history, but it's also important for us to know what it is we can do today to make our life better, healthier, more vibrant, more energetic, more rested, more stress-free, and more positive. I think those are the things we're trying to achieve. Monday through Friday, I bring you these awesome guests. And of course, every day I recommend Stay Healthy Health Food Store because it gives you the place to follow through with for all of your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy is in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. And I'll tell you what, they do it right every single day. They make you feel comfortable. They answer your questions. The most knowledgeable staff with the best customer service, a fully packed store with full service environment with only the best of the best products and great prices every day. Stay Healthy. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to go to their new webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, print a coupon to use on your next purchase, and leave your email address on there to get their newsletters, which are really coming along great. I just got mine the other day, and it was a good read. So good specials, good information, just by putting your email address on their webpage, and of course a thumbs up on Facebook as well. Well, my guest today, Jay Levy, is going to be with us, and we're going to be talking about garlic. And as we get together every time, there's sometimes people repeat the questions, there's new questions that come in, but you know what? It's always educational, entertaining, and you're going to really enjoy my guest. Jay is the director of sales at Wakanaga of America in Mission Viejo, California. To say that he is highly educated, well, that would be probably saying half of what we should be saying about his great knowledge. He has tons of knowledge in the nutritional arena, been in the industry for more than 30 years. During this time, he was the Southwest Regional Sales Manager working in the Texas area way back in 1989 to 1992. Then he was transferred to California as the Western Division Sales Manager until the end of 1995. In early 1996, he was promoted to National Sales Manager, and in 2003, once again promoted to Director of Sales, a position at which he currently holds. Jay is well known throughout the entire industry for his humorous and captivating talks with health food groups, consumers, and retailers. He has extensive experience in training health food store employees on the technical aspects as well as the benefits of kyolic aged garlic extract. He's also spoken at several international sales meetings in California and abroad, as well as appearing on live television and tons of live radio broadcasts, a special spot here on my show every single month that we look forward to. In addition, Jay has written articles for many different health food publications, and every time he's here, we always learn something new. I always try to learn one new thing from Jay every show, and you know what? He's got the knowledge, and because he's doing it every single day, there's always new things that come in. And one thing about the Kyolic Company is the amount of scientific testing that they do. And that's made me a big fan of this company. And it's been the garlic I've recommended for decades, and with good reason. Help me welcome my guest. Hey, Jay.
Hey, Jeffrey. How you doing? Thank you.
My pleasure. I'm glad you're here. And I can't believe it's end of the year time again. My goodness, where did it go?
Yeah, no, it's already November. The weather's starting to change a little bit. It's a little foggy here. Still nice, but we're starting to, you know, get into the holiday season.
You know, the funny thing is we all want to feel good, and, you know, we all want to be able to get through the holiday season happily and with less stress, but we know that there's going to be stress. We know there's going to always be problems. And, you know, the only thing we can do is day by day take a little bit better care of ourselves. give ourselves a little bit more pats on the back, and realize that no matter what our plans are, they're going to change. And I think that's healthy.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you said, you know, just we know during the holidays we might eat a little extra pumpkin pie. We might have a little scoop of ice cream with the apple pie dessert, and it's okay to treat yourself. But just make sure to do a little extra work and take a little extra care, you know, to get yourself back in line.
You know, the thing about Kyolic garlic that I've always found to be beneficial to the consumer, myself included, is the consistency of formulation. You know, at the very beginning, I kept thinking to myself, you know, I wonder if every single bottle is going to be odorless. You know, I was trying to analyze the whole thing when I was way back young and still learning my way around. And then I would take a bottle. I'm like, nope, no smell here. And I figured that one would slide through and I would get that one with the stinky smell in it. And I never did. And of course, I got over that after a quick period of time. And I don't think I've gone without them in my system for longer than a day or two in decades.
Yeah, well, you know, the beauty of Kyolic and the natural aging process is, you know, they're not exactly the same every single time. We have a range of where we want the active sulfhydryl compounds to be, and typically it takes about 18 months, but it could be anywhere from 18 to 24 months. We're not always right on 18. And every now and then there's a batch that's a little different that might have a hint, a slight odor, and sometimes it's a matter of just a little bit more moisture, but it's nothing like raw fresh garlic. It's mm-hmm. nothing like garlic powder or garlic oil. It doesn't stay with you. You don't exude it from your pores when you sweat, when you breathe. So I agree with you when we say, you know, it's odorless. You're not going to smell like raw fresh garlic, that's for sure.
You know, when I worked programs for people years ago, and of course, way back then, I would recommend the garlic to people that I, you know, I would have certain categories that it were kind of, this was my go-to garlic and my go-to nutrient for many different things. And you know, people that I know that have been around, like, you know, me for a long time, like yourself, and, you know, my focus changed from using and recommending the Kyolic garlic for only certain situations to elevating it to the point where it is just part of the daily protocol for many different things. So it went from being something I recommended for certain things to something I recommend for everybody, because I think it should be in your daily nutritional regimen. I think that that's important. And it was nice how my mentality kind of changed as I saw more and more things happening, both to myself and to people that gave me feedback.
Yeah, no, I think Kyolic aged garlic extract is absolutely in the category of a foundational supplement. It's something that everybody needs to take. You should be taking it. You know, multiple of course is there. There's a good case for probiotics. There's a good case for fish oils. There are lots of good nutrients out there, and that's why it's difficult for, you know, the consumer to always decide which one's right for me. But like you say, with the amount of scientific research that we have on not only cardiovascular health, but immune health, detoxification, cognitive effects. There are just so many good things that aged garlic extract does for you that it is something that everybody should be taking.
You know, and the other thing is, you know, if you really study the history of garlic, I mean, you'll learn a lot of different things. You'll learn a lot of things about the seasoning and the aromatic parts of garlic. But it's not like you're riding on the coattails of just the history of garlic. You have taken garlic to a completely different level. And with the aging process, you know, so you may know about garlic, but if you don't really know about Kyolic, you don't really know about garlic.
Yeah, you know, I hesitate to say this because I really think it's just so rare, but it's rare that man improves on nature. And here's an example of taking, you know, natural garlic, which is harsh, irritative, odoriferous, and simply aging it for, you know, 18 to 22 months, and all those harsh compounds are converted to safe and stable compounds, so you can take a therapeutic dose, you can get the benefits from garlic without all the side effects. And, you know, typically when man messes with nature, typically we don't do a good job with it, and typically there are problems, but with aged garlic extract, it was just the perfect storm.
You know, when I was talking with someone the other day, and this is someone who I recommended, you know, Garla to many, many years ago. And he had had some kind of a cardiac infarction. I think it was a real mild TA. There was just a little tiny bit of a stroke and a little bit of a heart attack. But he was younger, and there was no damage to the body. And the doctors really didn't do much other than medication for a while, blood thinners for a while. And then I recommended the garlic, and he took it for many years. And then he said about 5 years ago, for some reason, he stopped taking it. And the last time I talked to him, which was about 2 weeks ago, he was in the hospital again, and his blood pressure was high, his blood sugar was high, his arteries, the blood was real thick, and it wasn't moving really well, and there was all these other things. And the doctor asked him, he goes, what are you doing now that you weren't doing 5 years ago? And he said, well, I'm still exercising, but my diet isn't really good. And they went through his supplementation. He stopped his vitamin E, stopped his ginkgo, he stopped his kyolic garlic. And the doctor said, you know, I think that you, by changing the things that were working so well for you, you may have allowed yourself to go down a different road where you may have been more protected down the other road. So when I saw him at the hospital, and his doctor was there, and his doctor was very innovative. And we were just sitting there talking, and I said, I would really like him to go back on his kyolic garlic again. And he said, I take it. He said he should be taking it. And so the conversation just kind of kept going on. And what I walked away thinking to myself is, why would we stop something that is working so well? And I finally went back in the room, and I asked him, and I said, why did you stop this? Because it was bothering me. And he said, I stopped using it because I thought that I fixed the problem and I didn't need it anymore.
Yeah, I think that's probably a pretty common thought process. And once again, you know, if you get to a place where you want to be, you're feeling good, you're healthy, then you need to, you know, do the things that keep you there. As you said in the monologue, the one thing we know for sure is change is going to happen. It's never going to stay all good. It's never going to stay all bad. But you want to keep it, you know, a little balanced, a little closer to good as much as possible. And that means doing the things that are necessary to keep you healthy, exercising, getting plenty of rest, eating healthy, and taking supplements like aged garlic extract.
You know, I was chatting with someone the other day, and we did kind of a quick consult, and, you know, he's going to his cardiologist, and he's on blood pressure meds and some other things like that, and I recommend the kyolic garlic. So he picked up a bottle. He goes, I'm going to share this with my cardiologist, and I said, that's awesome. He said, you don't think that's a bad idea? And I said, no. I said, if you've hired a doctor to work for you, you don't hide things from them. You share everything you're doing, because the good things you're doing may be directly related to the amount of medication they're giving you one way or the other. I said, if they don't know what you're taking outside the office, then how can they accurately, you know, prescribe and regulate your dosages and your blood and all those things in your body? And I don't know. I think he was from part of the old school thing where we never used to tell our doctors what we were doing in the nutrition arena way back, you know, like in the early 80s when we kind of kept it quiet because, you know, most of the doctors didn't have anything good to say about nutrition.
Yeah, no, I always say, let your doctor know what you're taking.
Sure.
Absolutely, let your doctor know what you're taking. And the reality is doctors are more open-minded than they've ever been. Because their patients are asking them questions, and they're wanting to know the stuff, and they're taking these nutritional supplements. So I think absolutely you need to let them know. Once again, just in case there are any contraindications, side effects, or issues.
You know, I back up and I think about some of the doctors that I still know today that I knew in the late 70s, early 80s, who were totally... And we were friends back then, and many of them were, you know, really close friends, and they had absolutely nothing good to say about nutrition. And now here we are 30, 40 years later, and, you know, they're completely different in their mentality and their mindset, and they actually handwrite prescriptions for supplementation. And, you know, it was really a different world back then. You know, I never thought about the battle that we fought way back then, but my goodness, we sure did.
Yeah, oh, absolutely, absolutely. And once again, you know, I mean, to me, it's just common sense that nutrition will play a part in your health. Why and who, and even if you aren't, well, I don't even see how you cannot be a believer of that, because of course nutrition plays a huge part in your health.
You know, I was talking to a group of doctors. It was about a year, maybe 2 years ago, and we were doing this lecture, and you know, they were very arms folded, kind of, you know, kind of there was negative walls around them. And as the lecture and everything went on, it really did open up, and it was, I guess I would say, very, very positive, and it was really going well. And I ended the lecture with one thing, and I said, look, I said, we've been on this planet for how long? And I said, what has kept us here and kept us alive is food, things from the earth, things from trees and bushes and shrubs and roots and fruits and vegetables and things we caught and things we made, but things from the earth in the food category that gave us sustenance that we're alive for. I said, it wasn't the medications and the drugs that were keeping us alive way back then, because there were none. I said, so we have to realize that we've been doing good things for a long time, but there needs to be a cohesive kind of synergistic, you know, blending of these together, especially if they're needed. And there are medications that are needed. You know, it's part of a picture. It's not the only part of it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I totally agree. And I like to say, you know, man's not here because of, you know, prescriptions and allopathic medication. Man's here because of medicinal plants and herbs like garlic that have been used for thousands and thousands of years.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree 100%. Now, I know this question comes in every time, but you know what? New listeners every single time, and that's perfectly fine. It says, Jeff, I decided to add in the Kyolic, and I did what you said the last time I heard you. Spent 10 minutes looking at all the labels trying to decide which one I needed. My hard part was there was like 8 that I could have used, you know, as I was reading the labels. I ended up using the blood pressure formula, and I really think that that one is the best for me because it looked like I could work on circulation and my pressure at the same time. So I've been on it now for about 3 weeks, and I've noticed an energy difference, and my blood pressure, both systolic and diastolic, have dramatically changed. So I went to my doctor. I told my doctor, and he checked my blood pressure and saw my log that I keep every single day, twice a day, and actually cut my medication in half and said, keep the log going, and we'll adjust it if we need to. I thought that was wonderful.
Yeah, no, that's a great story. And, you know, I understand it can be a little bit daunting, a little bit confusing to be standing in front of the shelf of Kyolic, and there's 14 different formulas. There's powders, capsules, tablets, liquid. But as you've said before many times on the show, the main ingredient in all the formulas and the one constant is aged garlic extract. And the research shows that aged garlic extract has a positive impact on every single major cardiovascular risk factor, every single one of them. That we're talking about coronary artery calcification, blood pressure function, cholesterol, oxidized LDL, homocysteine, even has a positive impact on the HDL, which is the good cholesterol, which is really, really amazing to me. So you can't go wrong with any of the formulas. Try the one that you think is best for you, and if you like it, stick with them. If not, try another one.
You know, when I've probably gone through most of the formulas and the liquid as well, and I know that no matter which one I'm using, I'm going to get a great benefit. And that's the great thing for me. I've been traveling before where sometimes, you know, Jay, I'll go into a little store somewhere and, you know, it's a small little town and I'll walk in and they maybe have 2 of the products on the shelf. And I'll just grab one. I mean, I think to myself, I don't care. I just want it in my system and I didn't pack enough and I ran out of it or I was using more because of the situation. And I thought to myself, you know what? As long as I have this in my system, I'm fine. And I don't know any other product in the industry and line of products that I have that flexibility to feel good with anyone in the line. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I kind of equate it to, you know, I take a multiple vitamin, but I have a couple favorites, but I take a bunch of different kinds. And it, like mm-hmm. you just said, doesn't always matter which one it is, just as long as I'm getting a good multiple vitamin. Mm-hmm. But with Kyolic, it's one of those things you can't just take another garlic supplement because you're not going to get the same benefits. You're going to get the odor. You're going to get all kinds of problems. So as long as you're taking, you know, one of the different formulas, no problem. Taking a different product could be an issue.
This is an interesting one. It says, hi, guys. I love your show. I hear both of you because I hear the show every day, so I get to hear you every month. I'm in a weird situation, but I wanted to give you good feedback. I'm 22 years old with severely low testosterone. It was something that was in the family with most of my men in the family, my father, his father, my uncle, my brother, who's 26, has low testosterone. So we are using testosterone from the doctor. I do an injection once a week, and it does keep my level up. But some of my areas that are affected by testosterone being so low have been awkward. I decided to try your Lucky 7. I felt kind of weird trying it at such a young age, but I have to tell you, it has picked up the slack in every area where the testosterone left me hanging. I'm still doing the testosterone, and I know how he's feeling with that because I was doing it for almost a year before I started the Lucky 7. So I don't know whether the Lucky 7 enhanced the testosterone or whether the Lucky 7 just did what it did on its own, but I just want to tell you, it's made a dramatic difference. My father, my uncle, and my brother, and I all are on the Lucky 7. So I just wanted to say thank you. If you could pass this on to your guest, I would appreciate it.
Well, no, fantastic testimonial. Thank you so much. And, you know, it's more of a common issue than people tend to think it is. Low testosterone, mm-hmm. And as we've talked about with Lucky 7, you know, the beauty is it's seven ingredients. It's not particularly high dosage mm-hmm. of any particular nutrient, so you're getting a nice balanced, you know, nothing that's going to make you jittery, nothing that's going to make you nervous, nothing that's going to get you all amped up. We've received super positive feedback on the product and continue to.
Here's another question. It says, Jeff, I know you talk about serving sizes and dosages, and many of the products that we use have them on the label. I am 300 pounds down from 500. I was stuck in bed for almost 36 months with a broken back and a broken hip and went through about 11 different surgeries. So now that I'm up, the doctors also did a gastric bypass on me, and I'm doing really well because I'm walking again. They said I wouldn't. Now, I want to take this garlic you're talking about. I'm big. Do I take more? Good question.
Yeah, no, I don't think any problems taking it. Absolutely, you should incorporate it into your regime. You know, obviously, keep up the things you're doing mm-hmm. well. Continue to improve, and you know, that's all we can do.
Now, let me ask you a question. Because of this gastric bypass, and, you know, a lot of times I recommend things like liquids, and I recommend things that are easier because we're dealing with a smaller stomach sac, a smaller stomach pouch. Would it be okay if, let's say, and he gave me an email so I can answer this back if he's not listening. Let's say he has a protein shake in the morning and pours off a little bit of the protein. Could he add the liquid garlic to that, get it in first? Would it be more absorbable with a small stomach pouch?
Well, you know, Jeffrey, I think it's a great recommendation.
Yeah.
And, you know, you've talked to a lot of people that you know, have had it before. So I would acquiesce to what you say, absolutely. And, you know, start off, try a small dosage. And then, you know, once you see, then you know, keep doing what you're doing.
This is a good one, too. It says, I went to my doctor for blood work for an insurance policy, and my doctor told me that my blood was too thick. I'd never heard of this before, told me I had to change my diet dramatically, and recommended that I use garlic. Now, he recommended that I use any kind of garlic, and I've heard you before, so I used the Kyolic. Went back in, and he did some kind of a test with my blood 90 days later and said my blood was better. Is garlic a blood thinner?
Well, we're talking about two different things here.
Yeah.
Garlic, raw fresh garlic, absolutely a blood thinner.
Yeah.
With aged garlic extract, it is more of a, we've talked about this, more of a regulator, a modulator, mm-hmm. an adaptogen, mm-hmm. where if your blood's too thin, it'll thicken it up a touch. If it's too thick, it'll thin it up a bit. So it just gets the body to its normal, natural state where it needs to be.
You know, and the thing that I find with the Kyolic also is that it can help with that sticky adhesiveness that happens in the blood. Because, you know, sometimes when our blood is really sticky, that's when we start to get platelet aggregation, where something starts to stick and then other things stick. And before you know it, we're forming a coral reef in our arteries and we have a restricted blood flow. And I have many doctors that recommend the Kyolic garlic, and they say that you recommend it to keep the blood moving.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, once again, if your blood's too thin, you know, it will not make it and take it to a more dangerous level. If it's too thick, it'll thin it out to the level that it needs to be.
Here's a good question. It says, is there a place I can go, I think you've mentioned it before, to get some reports that I can share with my doctor on blood pressure and Kyolic garlic?
Yeah, absolutely. Go to Medline and just punch in aged garlic extract or punch in Dr. Matthew Budoff. He's done, probably close to now six different studies with probably, 25 to 30 different papers and arms of the study. So Medline, absolutely. PubMed, both of them, you'll be able to find data on aged garlic extract and cardiovascular health.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Jeff, is garlic considered an anti-inflammatory?
Absolutely. Well, mm-hmm. Once again, when you say garlic, I really can't say garlic is an anti-inflammatory. Aged garlic extract absolutely is.
Thank you for distinguishing that. I appreciate it. And I'm pretty sure that's what he meant because I'm reading down right now, and he has a picture of the Kyolic, the 100 formula, the cardiovascular. So that's what he's asking.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is there one that's better as an anti-inflammatory? Because I'm pretty sure that the one with curcumin is an anti-inflammatory.
The one with curcumin is absolutely an anti-inflammatory. Mm-hmm. Great, great combination, a natural combination. But all of the formulas will have anti-inflammation activities.
Okay. Here's another. This one just came in. It says, I've been using Kyolic garlic for a long time. I'm trying to figure out which one would be the best for my cholesterol. I always use the number 104. Is there one that's better? It's working. So I don't know if I want to change, but, you always want to make sure you're doing the best of everything.
Okay. Yeah, 104 is super popular for cholesterol control. 104 also probably with the addition of lecithin. It's one of those what I call easy to take formulas. It's pretty simple, pretty straightforward. But all of them would have a positive impact.
Oh, this is really good. It says, Jeff, I was re-diagnosed with candida and chronic full body yeast in January of this year. I recommended that my doctor work with me naturally because I didn't want medication. So he said that he couldn't work with me and would only work with me with drugs. I sat with you in January and you put me on a program, a diet, first of all, that had no sugar, had no cholesterol, no garbage, no processed foods, no nothing. And I started on that in January. And now I'm writing you this letter in October and I've lost 90 pounds this month and I'm at my ideal weight. Because of the yeast and the fungus, I was using a probiotic, but I used a combination of your Candida Cleanse Kyolic and the Immune Kyolic, and I used them both together because I had been getting so sick all the time. I want you to know that 10 months into this, I'm not only healthy, but my yeast problem is completely under control. My skin is no longer breaking out. I have not had a vaginal yeast infection since March of this year. And I plan on staying on the diet and staying on the two Kyolics because it's made a dramatic difference. It's just a big thank you for recommending the diet and the Kyolic.
Wow. Yeah, no, that's a great story. And I think the listener stated it perfectly. Wow. Went to the doctor. Doctor didn't want to do it, didn't want to spend time talking to him, didn't want to go to the effort. Mm-hmm. Spent some time with you. You sat down and talked with him, walked him through it, helped him. You've had lots of experience doing it. And problems is better.
Here's a good question. It says, hey, I'm listening to you right now. I just pulled over to give you a quick text. My father is 72 and wants to take Viagra. I'd rather recommend something natural. Is this lucky seven for someone in their 70s?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I would absolutely try it, and uh-huh. I would agree with you 110%. If you can do it without prescriptions, everybody's going to be better off.
Mm-hmm. Can you take too much of that? I mean, let's say that you're using it as a maintenance, but you also maybe want to use it as a per activity product?
Well, I'm never really one to overdose on anything.
Me neither.
I know with H. garlic extract, there's no lethal dose. You can take as much as you need, and you can, ramp up when you're getting ready for the cold and flu season or travel or whatever. With Lucky 7, I know, and I've said many times, the seven ingredients, it's a nice balance, nothing too high, no nutrient, too strong. Can you take too much of it? I wouldn't... if I was going to do that, I would just try adding one and adding two and adding three and just try it instead of just one time sitting down and taking it all at once, just to see how it worked with me.
And, because the Lucky 7 doesn't have any garlic in it, I mean, I recommend taking it with garlic during the day.
Garlic is absolutely, it's the one thing that's missing from Lucky 7. I couldn't agree more.
How does that product do around the country? I mean, I hear really good things, and I hear good things from men of all different age brackets.
Yeah, it's doing well. That category is just there are tons of products. There are tons of products that make all kinds of crazy claims.
Oh yeah.
You can buy those kind of products at 7-Elevens and gas stations, and so it's absolutely a big market. We tried to go a healthier route, and it's slow, steady, and doing well. And unfortunately, it's just that big of a problem.
This is kind of interesting. It said my dog was diagnosed with parasites, and the vet gave him some kind of a medicine that just kind of gave him a really runny stool. I put him on my garlic. I started opening a couple capsules in his food every day. Now he's a Rottweiler, and he weighs 145 pounds. So I put that in there. I even put the liquid in there and changed his diet. And it seems like after he passed this initial terrible, disgusting stuff out of his system, his stool went back to normal. And I've just kept him on the garlic, and he's doing really, really well. Have you ever heard of it used on dogs?
Absolutely. Absolutely. not necessarily for that exact reason, but lots and lots of people give H. garlic extract to their dogs and pets, period. What's interesting is H. garlic extract is good for your stomach. But when I think of garlic, I think of, I think of indigestion.
Yeah.
Not digestion, but H. garlic extract actually enhances your digestion also.
Hmm. I know a lot of people that love garlic, and they love the taste, they love the flavor, they love the smell, they love all of that. And so many of them, if they get done eating it, they suffer so terribly that night. And I'm just like, so why do you, they're just like, well, I just really enjoy it, but I know it's always going to be a rough night. And I just kind of just shake my head.
Yeah, no, I'm one of those. I can overdo it quite easily, but I kind of know my limitations. I love it, and I eat it all the time, but I do know my limitations.
I went to a restaurant that's in Beverly Hills, and it's a garlic restaurant, and I had never been there before. I've been there a couple times since then, but the first time I went, I mean, everything has garlic in it, down to the ice cream for your dessert, but they put it in everything. I think they have like 100 clove chicken, and I mean, there's so much garlic, so you want to make sure that everybody you're going to talk to for the next couple days is there with you, because you're all going to be breathing on each other. And the first time I went there, I mean, I loved it. It was fantastic, but it took me 2 days to recover. My stomach was a mess, and I've never had that before, but I've never had that much food-based garlic, at one sitting before.
Yeah, I've been to those kind of places, and I remember my lips tingling. When it's in everything, and it's so pervasive. But once again, cooked garlic is a little bit different. It doesn't have the same harsh side effects that raw fresh garlic does. If you ate all that much raw fresh garlic, it would really have an impact on you. But when you cook it, saute it, whatever, it denudes it to some degree.
I know a lady that's probably in her late 90s now that chews garlic cloves. And I mean, ever since I've known her, since I was a kid, we used to always call her the garlic lady, because, you can't go anywhere near her without smelling garlic. But I will tell you one thing. She's in her late 90s. She is never sick. She's on no medications. She takes care of herself, lives alone, drives, still working part-time. But she will eat raw garlic and literally just chew the cloves up like they're candy. And I don't think I could do it.
I think it's an acquired thing. People just have a little, more ability to do it. Agreed. I don't think I can do it either.
Here's a question that just came in. It said, I picked up the Kyolic liver support. I'm taking 2, sometimes 3 per day because my liver enzymes were high. Did I get the right product, or is there another one that I should have chosen?
No, I think that's mm-hmm. a great combination. And as we spoke about many times on the air, aged garlic extract itself has a real positive impact mm-hmm. on liver health and detoxification and sulfation. So absolutely. A good product to take, but you would have positive effects taking any of the Kyolic formulas.
Here's a good question for you. It says, "Hey Jeff, I am getting ready to leave. I have a new job, and I'm going to be traveling, and I'm going to be in India for 30 days. I'm a little sensitive to some foods, so I know I'm going to have to make some adjustments over there. I've got my vitamins and supplements all in line. I was told to bring extra Kyolic garlic with me from Marge at the store, so I'm going to. My question is, because I'm worried about things like bacteria and things like that over there, because a lot of people do get ill from the food and the water, can I double my dosage? I take 2 every day. I'm thinking to go to 4 a day. I weigh 210 pounds. I'm very active, but I'm nervous wreck about eating the food over there for the whole 30 days that I'm there. That's a really very surprising question, but it's more popular than you think.
Yeah, absolutely. I've never been there, but I've been told, you have to be real careful.
Mm-hmm.
And absolutely a good idea to kind of double up on your dose. Make sure you're taking, a heat-stable probiotic like Kyodophilus, too, I think.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
Really have a good impact.
That's a really good point, to take the Kyodophilus along with it.
Mm-hmm.
And just if you're going to be traveling in general, this time of year, we're around a lot more people. There's more germs, and people say, well, I'm doing everything right. Well, you can't control what's coming at you, so sometimes you want to make sure you're amping up your immune system. And if there's a time of the year when you're going to be more consistent or even using more of your Kyolic garlic, it's this time of the year. People are surprised to know that we have tons of flus and colds that run around the season, around the calendar all year long. But it's like when the weather changes, it seems like it's more noticeable or more pronounced or talked about more often, because most people don't talk about summer flus and summer colds, but they definitely talk about fall and winter colds and flu. So this is the time when people take more of it. But the one thing you want to do is learn from the experience of feeling better during this time of the year and carry that with you through the rest of the year and realize that your body doesn't go on vacation for 8 months after 4 months of winter.
No, there's an immune component to every structure and function in the body, and immunity happens 365 days a year. You're
sure
absolutely
does.
Right.
Sure
we
does.
Do tend to concentrate on it a bit more in the, the colder seasons, but your immune system's working all the time.
I had a heart attack about 7 months ago, and my doctor still has me on a low dose of blood thinners. I want to talk to him about using my garlic. I'm still not back on it. Because somebody scared me, and I know I should have been right back on it again. What do I talk to my doctor about? Because I think his biggest probably an objection will be that the garlic will overthin my blood with a blood thinner. He says he's taking me off of it in 2 months. Should I wait, or should I have a conversation?
Yeah, well, I'm not going to argue with your doctor, of course.
Me neither.
But as I've said before, with the now over 820 peer-reviewed published papers mm-hmm. we have on the efficacy of aged garlic extract. Of course, a lot of those papers are done on cardiovascular
mm-hmm.
health and
mm-hmm.
cardiovascular risk factors. And when you do research, you don't do it on a healthy population. You do it on a sick population. And the cardiovascular research we've done with high-risk cardiovascular patients, and these are patients that have already had heart attacks, they're already on cholesterol medication, hypertensive medication, blood thinners, you name it, they're on it. So when we do the research, these patients, these double-blind placebo-controlled studies, they're on medications also. So the beauty of doing this kind of research, we see that there are no contraindications with aged garlic extract, taking blood thinners, hypertensive medication or cholesterol pills. So, you know, talk to your doctor. Don't know what he's going to say, of course, but you can tell him, you know, because of the aging process, that age chronic extract does not thin your blood anymore. It's a regulator or a modulator.
You know, last week and the week before, I was, you know, we have fall allergies out here. And for me, fall allergies are worse than spring allergies. Most people suffer with the pollination. Me, it's always like the die off and the wind and the dryness and stuff this time of the year. But I got an ear infection and I haven't had one in a long time. Now, most people know me that I only have like 30% hearing. I lost most of my hearing when I was very young. So an ear infection for me is like a heart attack for somebody else. I mean, I'm very, very nervous about it, about losing my hearing. And it really progressed very quickly. You know, I was where I could not get to my liquid garlic. And by the time I got home, my ear was hot. The side of my head, you couldn't even touch the side of my head. And what hair I have was, you couldn't touch it. So I laid on my side and I put the Kyolic liquid garlic in my ear and I put a cotton ball in there and I just kind of laid there and tried to rest. And, you know, about an hour or two later, I rolled over and I did my other ear. And I had a friend visiting. He said, "What are you doing the other ear for?" I said, "Because these infections jump from ear to ear. So I'm going to hit them both." And during the night, I put it in two times, I think more, and then once the next morning. And by the next day, by the afternoon, it was gone. And I got to tell you, it's just, I've learned my lesson to have one with me, you know, if I'm out and around to carry, because I had my briefcase, but I need to go back to carrying it with me because I could have hit it a lot sooner, and I think it would have been a lot worse had I not hit it when I did, because it progressed really fast, and that's really scary to me.
Yeah, no, I think you brought up a good point, too, is, you know, the ears, the throat, the nose, it's all interconnected, so if you've got a problem in one, chances are you're going to have it in another.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I've learned my weak spot is my throat and my ears. You know, people can always tell when I'm fighting something because it's the only time when my voice gets low. So they know something's up because it goes right to my throat and right to my ears. Some people said it's their coughing or it's their chest or body aches and stuff. With me, you can usually tell because it hits my ear and my throat first.
Yeah, no, that's actually, unfortunately, a common issue. And to take antibiotics every time you have an ear problem really gets to be, you know, kind of a drag too. So to have something like age garlic extract to use really is a lifesaver.
Here's one from a mom. She says, "I have 4-year-old, 5-year-old, and a 6-year-old, and we have smoothies every day. This liquid you talk about, can I put it in their smoothie, or are they too young?"
Nope, absolutely. Not too young. You know, try a couple drops to begin with and slowly increase the dosage, but no problem.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think if people would start using this every single day, we would be so much healthier in so many different areas. This is another one just popped in. It says, "I had wore braces for the longest time, and then my teeth moved, and my doctor put me back on silver braces again. I wanted the ones that pop in and out, but he said I needed the heavy-duty braces in my mouth. My gums have been screaming. One of the ladies at Stay Healthy recommended that I use the liquid garlic, and I massage it into my gums, and it was fantastic. It took the pain away. I massage it twice a day into my gum tissue, and I have had no pain in 3 weeks.
Yeah, that's just not anecdotal information.
Wow.
We have some research showing that it lowers inflammation in the gum lines and, you know, helps. So I think to rinse with it, to, you know, rinse and let it sit in your mouth for a couple minutes is a good idea.
You know, what's really funny is I would have let that one go by me. I don't think I would have caught that. So, you know, that's what's so great about Stay Healthy. You know, they're so good at what they do. And I appreciate it because, you know, I think I would have missed that. And I would have gone a different way. But I'm so glad they went and talked to them rather than me. Well, I just want to thank you so much. I hope you have we're coming up, you know, next month will be our last show of the year. And I thank you so much for being a part of my show and for this wonderful company that you're associated with, because, you know, I've been a huge influencer and on their bandwagon for a long time because I love what they do and I love what they bring to the industry. So thank you for a great show. And I wish you and yours a happy holiday season. And I'll chat with you next month.
Oh, Jeffrey, thank you so much. It really is a pleasure. Thanks for having me on the air.
Be well, my friend. Happy holiday.
Mm-hmm.
My guest today, Jay Levy, representing Kyolic Garlic. Have you tried Kyolic? You need to. You know, if you've been wanting to try garlic and maybe you bought one of those little garlic pearls things somewhere from a bargain bin and you smelled like lasagna or tossed an antipasto salad all day long, that's okay, as long as everybody in the room smells the same way. But there's no need for that. You can get a better garlic, an aged garlic, with the whole line of Kyolic products. And the common denominator is the aged garlic in every single formulation in their garlic. So you're going to love it. You know, this time of year, we need extra support. It's great for cardiovascular support, our immune support. So many scientific studies on Kyolic. Like you said, over 800 scientific studies. And, you know, like Jay said, that I always think is so important, the studies were not done on healthy people. They were done on sick people. You know, giving us a better chance to see change and fluctuations and residual effects and things like that. So that's always so important when we're able to get the benefit, you know, and see the benefit and read the studies and then, of course, be able to share those and have a better dialogue with our medical practitioners. I want to thank you all for taking the time to tune in today. Of course, I recommend that you visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Did you know that Stay Healthy is Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer? They're in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. And, you know, for the people that are just getting into health and nutrition, you know, you go back 30, 40 years when I first started, we had very little selection. We had very little to pick from. We had a lot of singular products. We didn't have blends. We didn't have combinations. We didn't have groundbreaking formulas back then. We had a lot of very simple, basic stuff. And thank goodness, because it's what drew me into the industry. But, you know, today, the way that we've morphed and kind of changed and melded into the industry that we are today, today's the best time in the world to go to a store like Stay Healthy. It's a candy store of the best of the best. Great blended formulas, easy to read labels. A lot of the guesswork in these formulations are done for you. You don't have to do all the guesswork like we did decades ago. You have so much information at your fingertips. And at Stay Healthy, you have the most knowledgeable staff to get that hands-on experience, those questions answered in an intelligent and honest and truthful way, even though sometimes we don't like hearing, you know, the truth. We'd rather have somebody kind of make it a little bit easier for us or tell us what we want to hear, but that's not the way it works. We need to make sure that we're doing everything we can to be as healthy as we can, and sometimes it means change. Sometimes it means alterations of our daily lifestyle, and sometimes it means maybe updating your nutritional profile. Because maybe what you used a year ago, 2 years ago, 10 years ago is not applicable today because we're not the same person we were. I mean, my goodness, we're not the same person we were a month ago. Our bodies change, life changes, the environment changes, what we do, what we eat, how we sleep, our activity levels, how we handle our stress changes every single day. So we need to be able to put ourselves into this healthier category, and that comes with information, education, and knowledge. And don't just accept it from anyone. Get it from the people that have the knowledge to share. Head over to Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center, right on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 till 6. And they're closed on Sunday. Remember to tune into my show Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning. I bring you the relevant topics. That's where our discussions are based. And the best guests in the industry to get their takes, their information, their education, their information, and bring it all and deliver it all to you on a platter. And then you take that information and you formulate your own ideas. And for questions, you go to Stay Healthy, and they'll be able to help you out. I hope you have a wonderful, healthy day. Do something great for yourself and check out Kyolic Garlic. God bless. Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.